Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Good evening, everyone. As always, thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight on At Home with Victoria. I'm Victoria Gaither, a television news anchor and host of the show. Joining me shortly will be my counterpart, Michael Kay, who is our entertainment co-host, will be on the line with us shortly. But we've got an interesting show tonight. So if you are a music lover, then tonight is the night for you on At Home with Victoria. We have Preston Leatherman, who's joining us. He is debuting a new album that we have the opportunity to listen to first. Yay, here on At Home with Victoria. Also joining us the second half of the show is Jackie D. Williams, and Jackie's going to talk about some music and also about an LP that Jackie is launching this week as well. So with that said, I believe my entertainment co-host Michael Kay is going to join in on the conversation. Michael, how are you this evening, my friend?
I'm doing well. I will not say that I'm uncomfortably warm since the cold winter has passed, and my eye has been twitching for the last 2 days, so I was wondering if I was having a mild stroke. I find out now it's probably just the coffee and the stress. So all is well. I'm very, very happy.
Well, you know, also when people say your eye is twitching, that also can mean that you're about to come into a lot of money. I've heard that one as well.
Oh, well, I'll take your explanation over anybody else. That's for damn sure. But yeah,
I know. I like the idea of the money too. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're thrilled to have Preston Leatherman back. Shut the funk door. See, he word stuff just to kind of screw with me. I know personally, but Shut the Funk Door dropped last night. He's got some tracks here, and we're going to start with a little bit of music. This is Preston Leatherman with Busy. Don't go away.
Baby, I like you, and I think that you like me too. The way you move those hips, yeah, make me want to kiss you, baby, all night long. And baby, I can't stop, stop thinking about you, girl. But ever since that night, things haven't been quite right.
Leatherman with Busy from his new EP, Shut the Funk Door. But we're going to open the funk door to Mr. Preston Leatherman calling in from Nashville, Tennessee today. Preston, how are you, my friend?
Oh, I am great. That was a great transition. That's why you're a pro at this whole broadcasting thing. That transition was flawless.
Yeah, we're pros here. Pros here, Preston. So the new album dropped yesterday. It's available on iTunes. Go to iTunes.com/Preston Leatherman. I've purchased my copy for $2.67. Very, very worth it.
67 cents? You get a discount?
I don't know. Maybe it was first time ordering. I have no idea. But,
oh, maybe. All right. Well, there you go.
But the whole album has a really cool vibe, though, Preston. What was the inspiration for this EP?
Well, for anyone who hasn't kind of fallen with me for the past little while, I'm doing these things kind of every few months, releasing some mixtapes, and all of them kind of have a general theme. A few months ago, I put out one called Baby Making Music with Q, and that was all kind of 90s R&B based. And this one is it doesn't even really feel like a genre mixtape because honestly. This is just kind of the music that I make, but it's very, very Michael Jackson influenced. A lot of like early Michael Jackson, Prince kind of type vibe. I don't know. I just really like just funky, groovy, just dance music. And I kind of started writing these songs without even any really like I'm gonna make them this genre. They just kind of started happening, and then I just kind of put them on this mixtape and. There we go. People are dancing.
Well,
people are.
Preston, I wanted to say hello once again, and thank you for being back here with At Home with Victoria. Now, the last time you were on the show, as I recall, were you at some type of a music or sort of a convention in Florida?
I guess I talked to you all. I was in Florida in March performing at there's this huge, it's like the world's largest kind of YouTube conference and festival called Playlist Live. And a lot of like the big YouTube artists and all that good stuff are there. And I somehow got invited to go perform that. So it was an awesome experience. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So I was going to ask you, how did that turn out for you? And was it, pretty cool meeting other sort of YouTube sensations as well?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was so cool because, for people who don't follow, there's the whole YouTube world is just a whole crazy thing that a lot of people who don't really pay attention to have no idea about. But, a lot of these kids show up and literally they're being worshipped like they're Justin Bieber. It's insane. So it was just cool to connect with a lot of these people who, I do YouTube, obviously, and it's I love doing it. It's a huge part of kind of what I do. But I'm not, there's a ton of other things that I do, obviously, and but it was just cool, see all these people who, they make a living off of just posting YouTube videos every week, and it's just cool to talk with them and just kind of get a glimpse into more of that world and connect with them. And it was a super fun thing. Got to meet a lot of fans from all over, which I think there's some listening in tonight that I met at Playlist. So, it was a great experience for sure.
Okay,
now, Preston,
Michael.
Let me ask you this, and please don't tell me the truth and stuff like that. On
you said
YouTube,
please don't tell you the truth.
Well, don't give me an actual number, but my question is: I see all these people on YouTube. I'm a big fan of Miranda Sings and Joshua Davidsburg, and yourself and stuff like that. And you with millions of views. Do you get paid a lot of money for that? Is that actually something you can make a living off of?
Oh my God! A lot of these people have hundreds of thousands of subscribers and such. And if you're posting a video once every week, and say you're getting, a couple million views on these videos, every week, and that's adding up. The top YouTubers are easily making, six figures a year.
Really?
Literally just from posting videos about them talking about their dogs or talking about how to apply makeup or, and that's the thing. You guys obviously are into the entertainment world, but you sound shocked that people do that. So there's a ton of teenage kids who are walking around with fat wallets just because hundreds of thousands of teenage girls watch their videos every week. So it's a legit business, and I don't know if you guys had heard about this, but Disney actually about when I was in Florida actually it happened, but Disney acquired one of the major YouTube kind of networks that has a lot of these kids kind of signed up under their network. Disney acquired that network for like, it was like a huge, like multi-million dollar, like it was like 50 million. I don't know. I mean, it was a big purchase. So, yeah,
wow.
It's a huge deal. And, you know, going forward, it's only going to become more of a prominent thing kind of in the, entertainment landscape. So,
yeah, no, absolutely. Vic, we got to make some stupid videos or something. I got to push it downstairs. Got to push it down some stairs and everything and have a laugh. But
right.
This is another track from Preston's new album, Shut the Funk Door. This is Preston Leatherman with Ladies. When we get back, more with Preston Leatherman. Don't go away.
A classic and at the same time, progressive. Up in the sixth, been playing, and I'm gonna sing the song that I
Welcome back, everybody, to At Home with Victoria. That was Ladies by Preston Leatherman. Preston is joining us on the show tonight as he is kicking off a new album that he has released. And in a little bit, we're going to talk to Jackie D. Williams about some music as well. Want to let you guys know, we're having a bit of a glitch in our audio tonight. I think that's as a result of Skype. I've been on Skype, Michael, earlier today and had the same problem. So I apologize about the delay and the sort of skipping of the song and our voice as we are on air. Michael?
Yeah, Preston, tell me a little bit. I saw a picture on YouTube. We're running out of time, but I saw a picture of you with John Oates. What was that? What was that meeting all about?
Oh, yeah. I met John Oates, who is, of course, half of Fallen Oates. I met him in Nashville at a kind of concert thingy. And, yeah, I got to meet him. And, I mean, just from listening to, you know, even that last song, I mean, you can tell that Hall & Oates had a huge influence just on kind of, you know, my writing and just sound. So, yeah, I got to meet him. I talked to him for a little bit. And, yeah, I got a really awkward picture with him. yeah, but it was really cool to meeting one of your musical icons. It's kind of, you know, you don't get to do that every day. So it's pretty
kind of neat. Absolutely. The album is called Shut the Funk Door. It's available on iTunes right now for immediate download. Also, go ahead to PrestonLeatherman.net. You can find out information about Preston, upcoming projects, and everything like that. Preston, always a thrill to have you on. Congratulations on the new EP. I know it takes a lot of time to put it together, but always a thrill having you on the show.
Oh, my God. Yeah, guys, thank you so much again for all your support and everything. And, yeah, go check it out on iTunes. I completely self-produced and sang and wrote everything on it. So, yeah, go check it out and let me know what you think.
Cool beans, buddy. Great. You have a great night, okay?
All right, you guys too.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Gotta love that, Preston. But joining us actually right now is waiting in the queue. I don't want to bug him because he's calling in all the way from Oxford and he's very, very tired. But we're going to go to a little bit more music off Jackie's new album, Order of Discovery, also available on iTunes. This is Lizard's Toe. Jackie D. Williams, when we get back.
Thank you.
Jackie D. Williams with Lizard's Toe, now joining us all the way from Oxford. My friend Jackie D., thank you for your patience, and thank you for staying up so late.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Hi.
It's always a thrill to have you.
Thank you for having me. How are you, Victoria? It's been a long time since I've heard your voice.
I know. It is a very long time. And again, hello from Oxford, England. I just wanted to get England in there just in case people didn't know exactly where you were calling in from. It's great to hear your voice. I love the song, and congratulations and much success on all that you have been doing since I've spoken with you last.
Cheers. It's been a bit mad. Like, just been today's been a long, 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 long day because the EP came out today, which that track Lizard Soul was on. And so it's just been like a bit of like a shameless promoting day, so I'm sitting here in my sweats with a bottle of wine, just kind of winding down.
That's exactly
what you're
supposed to do.
Michael and I are happy. We're happy that you're winding down with us on At Home with Victoria, aren't we, Michael?
Absolutely, Jackie. Order of Discovery available now for automatic download for the low, low price of $267 US and I think $176 UK. But what was the motivation behind this EP, Jackie?
It was kind of, I was toying with ideas of what I wanted to do sonically. I mean, so I've got so much like blues influences that I was always kind of scared to kind of showcase because I didn't think people would want to hear it. So I was kind of battling with myself for a while. So I was trying to fuse the kind of function that I kind of out in the previous EP that you guys punted for me. So thanks again for that. And then just so kind of having the rock blues influence. And then I wanted to produce this one myself. I wanted to, it was kind of like musical therapy for me, this, getting this out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very proud of this one, you know. I'm really, really happy with how it's gone, how it's sounding, and where I think it's going to go too. I don't know. I think I might have just kind of wavered a bit out of the way of what you just asked me, Michael. Sorry, but I'm so happy with where it is. And today's been a whiff day, and I've had such a great response, and I think it's been pretty well received so far.
Yeah, number 5 in the iTunes download chart. So let's give a listen to the title track. This is Jackie D. Williams with Mountain of Gold from his new EP, Order of Discovery. When we get back, more with Jackie D. Williams.
I can't be found. I'll take the
D. Williams with Mountain of Gold, Gold, fresh off his new EP, Order of Discovery. Go to iTunes.com/ Jackie D. Williams to purchase it. Also, check out Jackie D. on Facebook and on YouTube. Jackie, you have one thing in common with Victoria. I'm sure we have several things in common, but we all love olives.
Yeah.
Did I read that on Facebook?
I don't know. I tweeted that today, and I tweeted it, and I think, why did I say that? I have no idea, but I do. I really like olives. Really do.
Fantastic. Coming up on Monday, May 19th, you're playing with Chasing Grace at Barfly in Camden, London, 7:30 p.m. You can go to chasinggrace.ctickets.com. Of course, you're going to be playing all your new stuff there, Jackie.
Yeah. I did a show on Sunday, which I got to play a couple of the tunes there, and it was wicked. It was really, really cool. Everyone was vibing, and this one, I think, is going to have a little more energy, so I'm really, really excited for this one. It's going to be wicked. Mm.
Fantastic. How far is Camden from Oxford?
About an hour and a half, I mean. But you know, I'm driving everywhere at the minute, so it's kind of most of my life is spent in a car, and it's not a good car either. It's a terrible car. Driving all the time. But yeah, it's about an hour and a half. That's where I actually did my first London show. Was the Barfly in Camden. So it's kind of like a special place for me to go play there. I really, really, really love it. It's going to be quite nostalgic, I think.
Absolutely. Well, I want to say congratulations on behalf of Victoria and I and Adam with Victoria. We always love having you on, Jackie. Once again, the album is called Order of Discovery. You can find it on iTunes at www.itunes.com/Jackie Williams. Jackie, always a thrill, my friend.
Thank you, please
come back anytime and stuff. I purchased your EP too, so I've got them on. I'll show them as big.
You thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it. You guys were my first overseas radio station ever, and I won't forget you. I appreciate everything you do and what you're about. I listen in every time I get a chance to, and hopefully I'll speak to you soon. And
thank you.
Would you mind if I make a quick shout-out? I have a friend who stayed up really late. She lives all the way in Wales. She stayed up with me because she wanted to listen along because she's never had to listen before. But I want to make a big shout-out to my friend Ellie. Love you. And thank you guys again. I will speak to you very soon, no doubt.
You got it. Hey, Ellie. Have a good day.
Hi, Ellie. Thank you so much, Ellie, for staying up to listen to Jackie on the Air in America. We love you. Love you, Michael and I. And come back and listen again.
Take care, guys. Bye.
Take care, Jackie.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I like his
Michael,
new music a lot.
I love that last song that you played of his. Oh, my God. I love that one.
Yeah, Mountain of Gold is the title track. Once again, the album is called Order of Discovery. Want to make a quick shout-out to guest 3066, guest 4999, and Milgram of the Fast Walkers, Mr. Richard Cutting, joining us all the way from Maryland. And actually, Vic, you and I are going to be seeing Richard tomorrow evening, so I'm very, very excited.
Yes.
We can't talk about it because I've signed this fancy form that he sent me. We can't talk about it, but it's very exciting for me. But we'll have a good time taking up the road trip.
Well, and I'm hoping eventually when you are able to talk about it that we'll get him to come on our show to tell everybody why you were there and what he has been up to. Because it's been a while since we've spoken to him on air on At Home with Victoria to see what he's been up to as well.
I know, and he's been very, very busy, so I'm very excited to go ahead and catch up with him. But, Vic, we're out of time. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to At Home with Victoria. I am Michael Kay, your entertainment co-host. Say goodnight, Vicki.
Good night. I will see you guys again very soon.
You got it. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.